folks. Well, here I am back again. I'm availing myself of the good graces of the Hondo USO and sending you this coffee, I guess you could call it. As you probably know, I'll be leaving here in a few days, I hope, going to Madison, Wisconsin, Truex Field. After about a year at Hondo, I guess it just wasn't meant to be. I'm feeling very, very well. I spent a lot of time swimming, going to the movies and reading. That about takes care of all my time. I've got a pretty decent job now, helping out in the war room. And I can see how things are going. I guess you know as well as I do that Cruz's grandfather died last week. It's kind of sorry to hear that. He's a grand old man. But I guess that's all could be said. Mother dear, don't worry about anything. Everything's all right. I'll be at Madison, I suppose, for about 12 weeks, and then after that, well, we'll just wait and see. And for you, sis, you could write a little longer letters, and let's not hide anything, and give Harry my regards and tell him to drop me a line, and give all the folks there my best wishes, and tell them to write at that fine time. Give Harry my congratulations on giving birth to Stephanie, and say hello to Bertha and Miriam and Hannah and all the rest of them for me, and all my aunts and all that sort of thing. I'm more or less lost for words. I really don't know what to say. There's not much to be said. War in Europe seems to be progressing very nicely. And, well, here's hoping we'll all be home soon. I wonder if you've heard anything from Bob King, if you've read anything in the Eastern papers about him. As far as I know, he's still missing in action. I'm kind of worried about him. He's really a good kid. And Will Higgins, as you probably know, has about 36 missions in right now. And so he's still here. Well,